Thank you very much, Harry. Good morning.
Is this Randy?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Randy.
Randy Baumhart.
Randy Baumhart at the Twin Cities of Minneapolis. Hey, listen, was I overhearing you guys talking about the First Lady disrespectfully?
No, absolutely not, Harry.
Let me tell you something, you punks. This is the great... She's from the Chicago area,
right.
Grew up in the Chicago suburb of Park Ridge. And let me tell you something, Baumhart. This is I haven't seen anyone look so attractive in a cup hat in a long time. This is not a bad-looking piece.
What about Ernie Banks?
Peace.
As nice of a lady as you could imagine. And, well, sure, a guy. I was, and she smelled delicious.
Really?
I was hoping she'd stay up there longer because Steve, for God's sake, I pretended he didn't exist. But to my left, this is a powerful woman, a woman of great accomplishment, and I thought she did a fine job, singing the national anthem. Now, the only thing that pisses me off a little bit is I don't understand the thinking of Arnie. Now, I said, now, look, as much as I want to snuggle with the First Lady and share the mic, well, you know, my mic, every once in a while, I let go with some expectorant.
Right.
Or saliva, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess thinking that, why the hell didn't we have another microphone?
Yeah, I don't understand.
We had several martinis and Budweisers afterward, and we talked about it. Arnie and I almost got into a little meat cake there. But then we undecided that enough's enough, went to the restaurant at a delicious dinner at Dearborn and Kinsey, and saw the basketball game with Kansas and Duke. So
Kansas
it
and
wasn't
Duke,
a
yeah.
bad night at all.
You know, Kansas can play, can't they?
We thought it was sort of
sure.
We thought it was sort of funny because Hillary.
Hey, who's this fella?
That's Steve Stone here.
Oh, now wait a minute! Now is this some type of shtick?
No, not at all, Harry. I'm right here.
What's the story, Baumhart? Who the hell is this kid?
This is the guy. Last time I think you referred to him as that smart-ass son of a bitch. I think last time you talked to him, Harry.
You know, there's something about this guy's voice. It's almost as if he's an agitator.
No.
Agitators, are you?
I was just going to say, Harry, how funny it was that Hillary heard all those boos and you drank all that booze.
Well, that's funny. Tell me when the jokes start, pal. I've had it up to here.